What's up? I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dakota.
And this is the Bourbon and Business Podcast,
where we interview successful businessmen and women to let you in on why success doesn't have a single formula to follow.
We also have a little bourbon tasting along the way, because why not?
So guys, please enjoy this episode and let us know your thoughts at Bourbon and Business Podcast on Instagram.
Coming to you from the Bourbon and Business Studio here at Fertile Grounds in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dakota.
And this is the Bourbon and Business Podcast. Dakota, I'm really excited about what we got going on today.
What are you so excited about, Tyler?
Well, we are here at Fertile Grounds with the owners, and we're tasting some of their beer. So, actually not Bourbon and Business today. It's going to be beer and business.
That's what I'm talking about.
We are excited about it,
yes,
to say the least.
Fantastic. We got Connor with us today. Connor, it's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
And what beer do we have today to sample?
We have the Pilsner, and I'm going to let Connor talk a little bit more about it.
Yeah, man. We love our Pilsner. It's one of our flagship beers, one that we feel super passionate about. It's a traditional German Pilsner. It's got just the right amount of hop bite to it. It drinks super clean and crispy. We've got it on draft here all the time in the tap room, and also out in the market. You can get it a lot of places on draft at restaurants and bars in the Tri-County area around Jackson. And also starting to see it in cans at certain grocery stores and gas stations as well. So something to look out for.
I must say it is fantastic.
Very good. So I'm a huge fan of beer. Just like bourbon. And this is my first time trying this Pilsner. And I have to say, it's probably the best Pilsner I've tried
to
date.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Oh, thanks for saying that.
It's just crisp. It's like...
Well, it's got a lot of... It's crisp, but also got, I think, some depth of flavor there.
Oh, yeah,
make it a little more interesting, too.
Yeah.
I just think Pilsner's such a great beer, and we're super proud of that one. We also make other kinds of Pilsners sometimes, which is interesting when you can kind of compare different kinds of Pilsners, too, and have them next to each other. You know, that's something we love to do as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, my off-the-cuff, unprofessional opinion on this Pilsner, I'm going to have to rank it at the best I've had in my life, so 9.8.
Wow.
So, and the reason I give 9.8 there is there's always the hope that at some point maybe, you know, you can achieve a 10.
Mm.
But, you got to give a little room, or otherwise you don't drink any more Pilsners.
Oh, you one of those teachers? So. I had a couple of those teachers. You got a 99. Yeah, you got every answer right, but there's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
God. Sorry. Well, you know, you could always have another one, and then maybe you bump it up to 10.
Well, that's
you know,
how
you get a second opinion there.
Yeah.
Easily.
But yes, great beer.
Cool. Glad you enjoy it.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
So. Absolutely.
Well, it's just one of our beers. We always have a nice rotation on. We get 12 to 18 beers on at a time. It depends on when you show up at the brewery, and a nice rotation of things, but Pilsner is one we have on all the time.
And for all the listeners that are not, you know, can't see what we're doing currently, I'm also drinking a blueberry sour. Mm-hmm. That is, I'm going to have to give it a 9.9.
Nice.
Really good.
That's a fan favorite around here as well. So. It looks nice, too. That color makes it stand out.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It looks fantastic. It's got a nice purple hue to it. Very blueberry-y.
They put a lot of blueberries in that one.
That's really good.
How many blueberries go into that?
Oh, I don't know, man. Like 10 pounds, maybe. It's
okay,
a lot.
Good deal. So
you can't
I can
ask
tell people
the
I'm eating my fruits for the day.
Yeah, that's right. It's, you know, you're getting a little bit of a fruit in your beer as well.
Yeah.
Well, glad you like that. Yeah, we have a typically keep a variety of sours on as well. We found that people that first time in here, and they even say, you know, we really don't drink a lot of beer. We give them a sample of a sour, and they love that. It's a nice transition for folks that maybe not, you know, they're not super into beer, which is fine. We're here to lead people on a beer journey and expose them to things that are new for them, but things that they like are related to other styles of beer they may drink somewhere else. So we take great pride in providing a variety of products to people to welcome to a team of, you know, drinking craft beer. It feels like it's been exclusive for a long time for a lot of people, but that's really not what we want to do. We wanted to open it up and make it more accessible to folks that may have not really ever had locally made beer.
I like that. A beer journey.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, man. That's cool. Our bartenders are beer Sherpas.
Nice.
They just help you on your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk about the atmosphere, too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is cool.
Thanks.
You got the shag green carpet over here on these nice leather couches, too, and it's clean in here. It smells good.
We called it Brewery 2.0 when we were we were designing this place early on, we really wanted something different. We felt like Brewery 1.0 had been done for a long time, which is, you know, overly masculine dark and industrial. About. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And we wanted to kind of go in a new direction, which is fresh and bright and opening, you know, open and colorful and, you know, big windows and a little bit different style. And we found that it is. It's those things, and people enjoy it. It looks different. We hear all the time people walk in the door and they go, man, I don't even feel like I'm in Jackson, Mississippi right now. I'm like, that's a huge compliment. And but it's fun. We love it here. It's fun to hang out here. We spend a lot of time here ourselves, and we love to see people's faces when they walk in for the first time and their reaction. It's not maybe what they expected from a brewery, but we have a big tap room, lots of seating, good outdoor space as well. So it's super accessible for families and folks who want to just pop in for a quick beer before they go somewhere else. And seems to be all of those things for everybody.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing we want to point out, because we're big on, you know, hometown, on Mississippi here, and Capital Club is our home. They're our sponsor where we record all our episodes. And we really are letting our listeners know, hey, like, Jackson's doing a lot of great things right now. And if you haven't been down to the Belhaven area here, tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on and what's coming in here, because it looks a lot different than it did 5 years ago.
It does. And we're just one piece of a much larger project, which is really cool. And a lot of breweries traditionally have been in, like, industrial parts of town. It's a destination. We're right in the middle of this neighborhood. We're right on the edge of State Street, right off of Fortification and the interstate, super easy to get to. And we're also not on an island. We're surrounded by a lot of great restaurants and stores. We are part of what's called the Belhaven Town Center Development, BTC, Belhaven Town Center Development, which is a project that's been 10 years in the making from some local developers who wanted to take this area. For anybody that's listening and wants to know where it is, it's right across from Baptist Hospital, right by Keepers. If you've ever been to Keepers, we're just down the street. But this whole area had some old buildings in it, and this building we're in was a commercial laundry building for Baptist Hospital for years, where they washed all the linens and stuff. And then it sat vacant for a long time. And so it was the vision of these developers to transform this area, reuse the buildings that were here, and they wanted a brewery as the anchor tenant of this building. And so we jumped in. So here we are, but we weren't even here first. We got LV's restaurant right across the street, which is an award-winning restaurant that makes awesome food, and then their bar next door, Good Bar. And then since we've opened up here, there's been Mayday ice cream across the street. So when folks come down, they bring their kids. The kids can get ice cream across the street, and we love seeing that because everybody gets something they like. We got Polito Italian restaurant just in our same building, which is absolutely delicious. If you haven't checked that out, you should. Beans and Bananas is a mercantile across the hall. They sell a lot of things, so people pop in there and grab a snack or something. And our policy here is we don't really sell food, but you can bring food in. So grab a bite to eat from somebody around us, bring it into the tap room, bring your own snacks if you want. We don't really care, and as long as you're drinking our beer. And it just makes it for a destination. People can come here and walk around. You can actually take a beer and actually walk across the street because of the Red Cup district law that is in effect here. So people often do that. They'll come grab a beer and they'll walk across the street and, you know, make it more of a hangout spot for the afternoon. So
Love that.
A little bit of everything for everybody, and that's fun. And we see folks coming down here parking once and then, you know, spending money at various places, which is really cool.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, Connor, we always like to start this thing off. Just tell our listeners your story, your background, and kind of how you got to where you are today and starting a brewery.
I'll try not to be too long-winded, but so I'm a Jackson native from here. Then graduated from Mississippi State. Then went to law school at MC Law, and I still practice law. So my law partner and my business partner is Matthew McLaughlin. He's a Mississippi guy as well. Millsaps grad, and we have a small firm just up the road across from Millsaps where we practice law, and we do a lot of work in alcohol regulatory matters. So we'd help breweries and distilleries all over the country, which is kind of how we fell into this. Back in 2020, we were approached about coming up with ideas for a brewery in this building by the developers. And right before COVID started, we were, you know, enjoying a beautiful weather. And if you don't remember, it was a gorgeous spring. We spent a lot of time in the afternoons drinking beer out on the porch. And we had a couple beers after this meeting with the developers. And we said, why don't we do it? That's a crazy idea, but maybe we could go for this. If we come up with a great idea and we surround ourselves with a solid team, you know, could we do this? We talked to our spouses. They, you know, probably weren't surprised at all. And then we started putting a business plan together and building out a team. We still practice law every day, but I'm also down here a lot, and we have a team that helps run day-to-day operations. We've got two brewers. We've got a handful of folks on full-time salary, and then we also have a number of bartenders as well. So build out a great team that helps us keep things moving and make great liquid and in a really cool environment. So and we had some awesome local help with coming up with the concept of the space. Allie Smith is a friend of mine that did some interior design work and also used to work for Anthropology in Ridgeland, and just had a really good eye for transforming spaces. And then we used Dale Partners, a local architecture firm. They helped us with the build out. Andercourt was our construction team. So a lot of fun local help and making this a reality. And now we're here. We've been open since May of 2022, so almost a year and a half. And man, things are rolling. So if you haven't come see us yet, stop in. We're open 7 days a week. We've got always have a lot of beers on tap, things going on. It's a fun place to be.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I was going to ask why Jackson, but you kind of explained that to me already.
Well, so for a period of time, Jackson was the only capital city in the entire country without a brewery.
Really?
And that was sad. That made me sad. And we said, well, let's do something about that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. After Lucky Town closed in 2018, we didn't have a brewery for a couple of years until we opened. And, you know, that's just not good. You know, we just needed that. There's a growing beer culture in Mississippi. You know, we got some great breweries around the state, but the capital city needed something. We really wanted this to be a Jackson-based endeavor. It needed to be in the capital city. And we knew what we were getting ourselves into with, you know, location and you know, other issues related to the city. But at the same time, we wanted to make it a commitment to be here, to, you know, plant a flag, do something here, try to improve things. And that's sort of the concept behind the name. Even Fertile Ground was something, a name that was very positive, forward looking. It's all about, we have all the resources we need right here, not just for our business to grow, but also to maybe help other businesses grow. And so, I mean, people have been gathering in tap rooms for a long time, drinking beer, cooking up new ideas, and cultivating community. And we wanted to be a place where that could happen. So maybe, you know, it's maybe idealistic, but hopefully the tap room is somewhere that people want to show up, meet folks, and maybe develop that next big idea and jump off into entrepreneurship themselves or take a, you know, take an idea to make a reality and starting a new business in the city or wherever it may be. And so maybe we can be a part of that. We'd love to. And if not, having just some good beer along the way.
Well, we love that. A big thing with our podcast is that we push local, and we love the fact that this is a local brewery run by local people. And then also you use local people to help get the whole thing started. I mean, I couldn't think of a better way to run a business here in Mississippi. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're trying to be as local as we can. We get, you know, even our merch, we get our merchandise locally for the most part. And then the only difficulty is we can't get locally, can't get local ingredients. But we are trying to incorporate some as much as we can. Yeah. Recently we had some really cool, some farmers out in Bolton, Mississippi, just, you know, Western Hinds County, who reached out and said they've been growing hops just for fun and, you know, do it, want to come check them out. Our guys went out there, checked them out. They're like, wow, these are good hops. Let's use them. They gave them to us and they used them in a beer about a month ago. It was so good. It was this fresh hop beer. It was delicious. It didn't last long in the tap room. It was a small batch beer, but we're trying to incorporate more local ingredients. We have a beer on right now with some locally grown cucumbers. So we're, you know, slowly incorporating more and more as much as we can. And, yeah, maybe one day there'll be some grain or something like that we can use, but we do have to import that.
Yeah.
Well, tell me one thing. It was, I guess, unique because I've really never heard of it before, but obviously it's out there. How did you land from a legal standpoint on the, I guess, alcohol side of the law? What made you land there?
What do you mean?
As far as, like, you said that y'all specialize in breweries and things
so
like that.
So my law partner, Matthew, he's been doing that a long time, almost 20 years. And it was at the time he started doing that, there was only one brewery in Mississippi. It was Lazy Magnolia down on the coast. And he started working with them early on. And then over that time, just developed a niche practice, working with folks in Mississippi, but also across the country. in their alcohol regulatory needs. And then we also do a lot of work just for startup companies in general. So we do work with in regulated areas, but we kind of developed a practice. He developed a practice, then I joined him specific on alcohol regulatory matters. And so, you know, that helped us, I think, in when we were planning out this business. We've learned a lot over the years from our clients and just experiences in on that side of the business that we think have helped translate in us setting up this one. It doesn't mean that we have all the answers. In fact, we learn every day. In fact, we have tremendous respect for our clients who have done this because it's super hard. And so we're still learning a lot, but trying to use our experiences to help guide us a little bit, hopefully avoid some landmines and make good decisions. And we've got, again, a great team that we huddle up with all the time to make sure we're moving in the right direction.
How would you say the regulations in Mississippi, from an alcohol standpoint, are they stricter than other states?
You know, I would say a few years ago, I would say that our laws weren't great, but now they are. It's largely in part to the efforts of the breweries in Mississippi who've banded together to, you know, ask for change. And then early on, a group called Raise Your Pints, who got together just to simply raise the alcohol limit in beer just a little bit higher so we could get more beers in from outside of the state of Mississippi that couldn't come in. And so it's been a process over the past few years, some changes at the Capitol that have, I would consider, it created a pretty good environment. Our laws are actually really good now, and the regulations are good. We can totally deal with it, right? It's a good world to live in, and now we just need more folks drinking craft beer, whether it's ours or somebody else's made in Mississippi, and then other people to take the plunge and to step out there and start a brewery. I mean, we need more breweries in Mississippi and people drinking locally made beer.
Man, it's crazy. I got a buddy who has an app. His name's Wilson, and he logs every beer that he drinks on this app.
It was like Untapped or something?
Yeah, I think it is. It's Untapped. And it's insane how many different kinds of beers there are out there.
It's wild. I mean, just across the country, there's, I think, 10,000 breweries now. And there's more products available in Mississippi than there's ever been. There's so much variety. And we have more breweries than we've had, which is great. So it's on the upward climb. We're definitely moving in the right direction as people start to drink locally made beer, try new styles, and start to buy, at least on occasion, new products that are locally made and not just macro products that are, they've had, you know, legacy brands they've had forever that their granddad drank or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, I'm gonna try this local stuff. And that's, I think, a big part of that is meeting them where they are, right? Like, we don't just make IPAs and hop forward styles that if someone has traditionally drank a macro lager, they're probably not interested in that. So we make our own light lager. We make, you know, a golden ale. We make other things that are what I consider super approachable to a vast majority of beer drinkers. And so we have things that look and taste like something else they've had before.
Yeah.
And then that gets them in the door. And they go, oh, that's really good. That's locally made. I like that. That's a lager. I drink lagers. Great. And they go, what's this other thing you got? I'm like, well, why don't you try it? They're like, oh, that's interesting. I've never had that before. I'm like, well, you know, they're into something new. That's super fun for us is watching people try new things and, you know, take a risk and then really enjoy the product. And maybe they don't like something else. That's fine. But we always try to have things for everybody and make it where if you come in the doors here, you can find something you like.
It's so interesting because, you know, I feel like there is a push towards more local stuff now. I think people have kind of had it with the big box stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in my parents, grandparents, how they grew up in their era, it was, you know, the big companies that kind of came in. It started small, but everybody's just like, you know, okay, well, that's just it. And it was just kind of the mainstream thing.
No options.
And now people are like, well, why wouldn't I support my buddy Connor down the road, who I know and like, and, you know, I get to go see him and, you know, talk to him and chat it up, where I could buy this other stuff in the grocery store, but now I get to go see Connor, and I get to talk, and I get to interact with my friends and stuff.
That's
and
right.
It's just this push towards local.
I mean, I think a few years ago, you really started to see a push in, you know, farm to table, right? That's super hot, right? Farm to table. You had local restaurants selling products, you know,
quality,
making dishes from locally grown produce and farms and things like that. which we totally support. And what you're seeing now, though, and we're really trying to encourage, is not just farm to table, but, you know, brewery to pint glass. So when you're at the local restaurant, you're also supporting local by drinking locally made beer. And we're launching a campaign shortly called Local Meets Local, where we support local businesses that also support us by selling locally made beer. And we think that's really cool. And, you know, you can have it in a dish with locally grown produce, but y'all can drink locally made beer.
Well, Dakota, I think it's a good time for a beer break.
A beer break. I love it.
But
yeah.
Before we take that break, let's tell our listeners about our sponsor, The Best Views in Jackson, Mississippi.
Are you talking about the Capital Club of Jackson?
I am talking about the Capital Club. Located in downtown Jackson, the most phenomenal views in Jackson, possibly in Mississippi. You can see the historic downtown. It looks phenomenal. But not only that, they also have lunch there every day. And then they also have membership opportunities where you can join and actually network with different business people in Mississippi.
Yeah, and they have a fantastic event venue. I mean, hey, that looks incredible.
To that, I can speak personally about that one. We had my wife and I had our rehearsal dinner there. And it was gorgeous.
There you go.
It was a beautiful evening. We could see the city. It was all lit up.
Oh, yeah.
Love that view. Everyone had a great time there that night.
Fantastic. Well, you heard it here.
Yeah, heard it from Connor. So, but, yeah, seriously, go online, check out the Capital Club. I mean, it's a lot of great information there, and look at joining.
So. Absolutely.
Well, Dakota, give us your thoughts on the beer.
Man, this is a good beer. I'm not a huge – so I like bourbon, and I like my bourbon to taste like bourbon, right? Beer, I'm a little more lenient on. Like, I'll take a blueberry sour that Tyler just finished. I'll take a light beer. I'll take a heavy beer. You know, whatever it is. But man, this was good. You were at a 9.8. I'm gonna match you at a 9.8.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
The first time Dakota has ever matched me in the history of the podcast. I don't have to give any.
That's
thoughts.
Awesome, man. We're honored. I mean, let me just tell you that we believe in beer flavored beer. You know, beer that tastes like beer. And we make other things, too, and nothing wrong with sours and other stuff. But we want people that like to drink beer to have a beer they like to drink because it tastes like beer. Pretty simple.
How do you come up with the flavors?
You know, that's a...
Y'all got cucumber in a beer. That just blows my mind.
I would say, really, our head brewer and our assistant brewer are great about coming up with ideas and running it by us. And they're so good at pushing the envelope and coming up with something interesting or different. That maybe I've never even heard of, and we give it a shot. So I don't know. They've got a knack. I equate it a lot to like a head chef. People that can think in their head about how things are going to taste, and knowing what ingredients you need to include to get there.
That is if somebody can like taste soup, yeah, and be like, oh, it needs a little pinch of salt. I'm like,
oh,
that,
how about
that,
even before that, you come up with a recipe, and so. You know, developing recipes is really important for us. And so early on, before we even opened, for months in advance, we did a lot of, I call it market research. We drank a lot of beers. we went on trips, and
man,
then we came back.
Tough.
Yeah, it was tough, man. Somebody's got
to
do it.
We need to do some market research for some bourbons.
So whenever we traveled, we all brought beer back from, you know, far and yonder and tasted other people's beers. And we knew what kind of styles we wanted to sell here based upon our own, not just our preferences, but what we know people generally like to drink. But then it was like, all right, what kind of pilsner do we want? What kind of lager do we want? What do we want it, you know, where do we want it to land on the flavor spectrum? So we tried a lot of pilsners, and we said, well, we want it more towards this than that. You know, we want an IPA, like our house IPA, flagship IPA is called Forgotten Space. Great example of what you just said. It is what I consider middle of the road in the sense that it's not an overly hoppy, punch you in the mouth West Coast IPA, nor is it a, you know, super hazy New England style. It's right in the middle. It's got just enough of the hop kick. It's also slightly hazy. It's, to me, it's unbelievable in its approachability, and people like it. Great. Now that we still sell a West Coast IPA sometimes, we'll roll out hazies from time to time, but, you know, developing that flavor was really important for us and getting it just right, and then, you know, that's the one we make.
What would you say was one of the biggest challenges that you and your partner had coming into this business? Because, I mean, you're both lawyers by trade, right?
Yep.
So
yeah.
This is a little bit different being a business owner of a brewery.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've advised clients for years about how to run their businesses, but when you do it yourself, you learn a lot.
This is different.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we are learning every day. And each of us have taken we consider three founding owners. Our third business partner, Matt Jeffries, came from a background in the alcohol business on the distribution side, and then also retail before that. So it brings a lot of knowledge there. And
yeah,
so we've got a great
helpful.
Team, and we're still learning. The biggest challenge for us, that none of us knew, not just us as owners, but also our consultants and service providers when we were building out, was how incredibly complicated and expensive building out the back of house would be. We all underestimated the amount of money and the complications for all of the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing that had to go into building an actual manufacturing facility. And so this building we're in had great bones. So that was a huge step up for us. But still, building out the back was a giant learning curve. Because now we're running two businesses in this space. We've got the manufacturing side, which you can see in the tap room. We've got a big window where you can see that going on all the time. But then the tap room itself, which is retail, so it looks more like a bar. And the tap room side is easy. That's the easy build out. It's the back of house that this was a big challenge. So we learned a lot on that one.
And what about your greatest? What's your greatest achievement so far, or a thing that you've had to that you've overcome that you're like, man, I'm just so proud of this?
Oh, to me, it's simply the number of people that continue to come in here because they want to. They come in here regularly. They come in here once a week or once a month, and it's become their place, and this has become their beer. And I'm so unbelievably honored that people choose to drink our products because they like the products. You know, like, that's it never ceases to amaze me. I love seeing people drink our beer and then, like, they've adopted it as their beer. That's a huge honor. I mean,
that's cool. Yeah.
It never gets old. And we've gotten unbelievable community support. You know, the Tri-County area, people drive in on a regular basis to come here, or they're buying our products out in the market and they're sharing their experiences with us. They're tagging us in photos of them enjoying a can of beer out at the lake or on a hunting trip or something like that. I'm like, man, these people thought to take our beer with them to do something. Like, that is so cool. Like, it gives me goosebumps even thinking about it. Like, and none of us take it for granted. It's just so fun to see that. And people, I think, as far as I can tell, genuinely enjoying our products.
Yeah.
But that's also a huge responsibility for us, too, is to make good products and to make them consistently and of good quality that they want to keep coming back.
No doubt.
Well, you said y'all have a head brewer.
Yep.
So how did you go about finding someone, I guess, qualified for
that
position?
Yeah. That's a fun story.
Indeed.com?
Yeah. Well, we did put out sort of an initial search, and that resulted with some interesting, you know, candidates from all across the country who were interested in coming here, and none of that really worked out. It didn't. You know, we had a couple interviews, but we really actually connected again locally. So, Chaz Lindsay, a local guy from Belhaven, his mom, Virgie Lindsay, who's been city council president of city of Jackson. Chaz was living out in El Paso, Texas, for a period of time, and he had heard about the brewery opening here, or was planning on opening here. And he reached out and said, hey, if you guys are looking for a head brewer, I got a buddy of mine here in El Paso who is from Dallas, who's been a head brewer, you know, brewed for 10 years commercially. He's looking for a new opportunity. Y'all need to talk to him. So we got on the phone with this guy. We had lots of long conversations about beer and life and other things. And then he sent us some of his beer, and we tested it. And we're like, this is beer alignment. What he likes to make and what we wanted to make, and it tasted great. And we're like, oh my gosh, we got to get this guy here. So we flew him out here, and yeah, it all came together. So we convinced him and his family to move here, and they did. So he's our head brewer, and that's been awesome. And then we also needed some help, so we started looking for an assistant brewer, and that we did pull him locally. So Aaron Puri is he's our assistant brewer, local guy who was previously doing body work at an auto body shop, but was a leader in the local homebrew community, making awesome beer on the homebrew scene. And he was looking for an opportunity to take it full time. And so it's like calling somebody up from the Miners,
cool
right? And like,
yeah.
He jumped on board full time with us, and now he does it full time, man. And what's so cool is they both have their strengths, right? They don't both like the same kinds of beer. They each make their own. They have their own ideas and you know, passions with beer. And so like, that's really cool. And we have a small, it's called a pilot system. It allows us to make small batches of beer. We do a small batch Sunday, not every Sunday, but a fair amount of Sundays. We have a small batch release where they get to play around with flavors and styles and try something new in the tap room. And that's their chance to really kind of step out and make something kind of interesting and different. So, man, they just do such a great job, and they're continually amazing me about just what they come up with. And I'm like, man, like the beer I'm drinking right now, this is a smoked lager. It's called a Helles Rauschbier. Rauschbier means smoked beer in German. It's our light lager we make, but it's with a little bit of smoked malt. So you guys, as bourbon drinkers, may be interested in this one. It's got it's a lager, got a little bit of smoky flavor to it. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about this beer until they came on, and now I love this beer.
Yeah.
But you only get it in the tap room.
I didn't even know you could make a smoked beer.
I mean, it really is an art form.
Yeah, so. It is.
I'm always blown away what they can come up with.
So cool.
Well, typically we take this time to get our guest rating, but...
I still want to know his rating.
Yeah.
On our own beer?
Yeah, we'll rate us the smoked lager.
Oh, okay. Yes,
that's right. This is a new thing.
So
I guess versus the Pilsner, which is what Tyler and I rate.
Yeah.
I mean, would it be unfair for me to say anything but a 10 out of 10? It's our own product.
I don't think so.
Right?
Fair.
I mean, I'm just so impressed by this beer because it's clear, it's clean, it's crisp. You know, when I said smoked beer, you'd think something that looks like smoke maybe. But this beer is so interesting. I mean, when have you had a beer that you said, man, that's interesting. I really like that flavor. It's something totally different. And I love this beer. I don't drink it all the time. When I do go to it, I'm always like, wow, that's cool. That's something else.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen a lot of Rausch beer around here. So we're doing that too, man. We have styles that are different that people get to come in and go, I've never even heard of that. And they go, oh, that's kind of wild, man. I want to have that.
Yeah.
And now they're like telling their buddies, you know.
Yeah, I want to try that before I leave today.
Yeah, hey, good thing we can.
Yeah.
Let's go do it.
Hey, well, tell our listeners, say they're out there and maybe they can't make it to the brewery here, but where can they buy your beer locally?
Great question. And it's evolving all the time. It's growing all the time. But so we're here in Jackson in the Belhaven neighborhood. You can find us, first, I would say, always stay abreast of what's going on our social media. We're on Instagram and Facebook. That's a great way to find out what's going on in the tap room. We have big events. Like, I'm going to put a plug in for Oktoberfest. It's October 20th and 21st.
Yeah.
Big event. We had it last year. It was a blowout. Closed the street down. Had some bratwurst. And we have, we have some competitions. Bratwurst eating competition. And a Stein hoisting competition.
Cool.
And some awesome stuff going on that day, those 2 days. But, We're constantly getting out more locations out in the Tri-County area. So you can find us at a lot of restaurants. So restaurants that have draft beer, we are adding to the list every day. It'd be hard for me to even tell you where to begin, but got some awesome local restaurants and bars that support us and have us on draft. And then we're starting to be in cans in a handful of places, as far out as Gluckstadt. We're in a few gas stations, a couple grocery stores.
All our listeners, if you can make it to the Belhaven community here in Jackson, I would say it's worth the drive, no matter how far.
It's an experience for sure.
No matter if you're in South Haven, it's worth the drive here to come check this out. And great beer, one of the best atmospheres in Mississippi.
Yeah, no doubt.
Happening right here. And to all our listeners, if you would, give us a like on social media, give us a follow, and then however you stream this podcast is very important. Please give us a rating, and please comment about the podcast.
A good comment, please.
Yeah, preferably. If you don't have a good comment, we don't want it.
Connor, thanks so much for coming on today. We appreciate your story, and thank you for what you're doing in Jackson.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the time.
All right.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
If you have any feedback or would like to be featured, reach out to us at bourbonandbusinesspodcast@gmail.com.
Or find us on Instagram at bourbonandbusinesspodcast.
Thanks again for listening.
Follow us for more content and info on the next episode.